Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman, starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Going abroad can be an enormous thrill, particularly if someone else is paying for your trip and all your living expenses. At least that's what it says on the recruiting posters. Of course, what it doesn't tell you is that you're going to have to work like stink until you get to wherever abroad is. For the crew like Troutbridge, of course, this doesn't really apply. However, it is rather vital that they know well in advance which bit of abroad it is that they're going to. Without fail, the first one to know and get his at the moment we dock, I'll be showing a profit sideline lined up, is Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. The ship's forthcoming summer cruise is no exception.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard.
Who was?
Oh, hello, Chief. And it's not who was, it's we was. To Oz. At least I thought we was.
Well, we wasn't. Nevertheless, Johnson, you are looking at a wizard. I have wizarded it. A certain bit of highly profitable information. Pertwee knows where we're sailing for on this summer commission.
I should have known. You're smiling immoderate. A perky Pertwee always means Able Seaman Johnson is halfway to a dirty great load of muck. And Johnson in a dirty great load of muck is not happy. No, happy I am not. No, never not, no. I am not. I am not happy.
Able Seaman Johnson. Hats out. Comrade in arms, pal of mine. Fellow seafarer. And staunch shipmate of the seven seas.
Watch it, pile of muck. Here I come. All right, I'm not doing it. Whatever it is you're about to talk me into, I'm not going to do it.
Johnson, fudge figure. We are about to go sailing across the bounding main to the balmy beaches of the Mediterranean minimum. We, you and I, Johnson, are about to make our fortune.
Are you?
I shall ignore that. After a short, sharp chat with me Uncle Ebenezer, I have arranged for our ammo locker to contain a certain amount of surplus cargo. Or, to be more specific,
smuggled.
No. Nunky has rigged up a dozen flutter pedals.
Flutter wattles?
Flutter pedals. Little boats you can whiz about in while you pedal your ankles on.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen them at the seaside when I went there with my mum Min. Yeah, she went out on one.
Eh?
Yeah, she pedaled like mad, but she still sank. I think she must have had a slow puncture.
In your family, that's possible. Well, look, Nunky has done a quick conversion job on a stack of firewood and a dozen old bike frames he had in his yard, you see?
Yeah.
Well, after giving him a quick respray, we now have a dozen flute-a-pedal boats in the ammo locker. Well, as soon as we reach the med, we'll dump them on the beach, and you and I can take it in turns to charge the tourists 10 bob an hour to order them out.
You'll never get away with that. Mm. I know just what's going to happen. You'll be basking in Mr. Sun's beaming rays, and Fatso will be working himself down to 20 stone ironing out floater pedal boats.
Of course I won't. We'll share duty. We'll share the times on the beach, and I'll be around to take over if you feel you've had enough for one day. Well, provided I'm not on life-saving duty, of course.
Life-saving? You can't even swim. Only straight down.
Look, the life-saving I was referring to was sticking bits of flute to pedal boots back on. But Nunky's glue is so flaming old that a plank or two may come unstuck in the salt water.
You'll never get away with it, you know. Number one's bound to spot all them flute to pedal boats stowed in the ammo locker. And even if he doesn't...
Hello, you chap.
Mr. Oh, Mr. Phillips is bound to poke his silly nose in there by Mr. Phillips, sir. Good morning, sir. And probably goodbye, sir.
Lovely day, isn't it? May as well make the most of the sun whilst we can, eh?
Pardon?
Oh, hadn't you heard? How jolly odd.
You're usually the first to know, Pertwee.
About our summer commission, I mean.
The odd thing is...
I mean, for some reason or another... A lot of the chats actually thought we were going to the Mediterranean. No, what on earth gave them that idea? I really can't... Something the matter, Chief?
He and his uncle just sank. 12 times, sir.
Look, what's going on? What's all the fuss about? I'm thrilled to bits.
About what, sir?
Oh, about our sayings in Norway.
Here, tell you what, Chief. If you took the pedals out and fitted them with engines instead, when we get to Norway, you could sell them as Model T for your boat.
Now, look, Johnson. Take the pedals
out of what?
Nothing at all, sir. You were saying, sir?
Was I really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, Norway.
Yes.
Yeah, what a bit of luck, eh?
Luck?
Rather, I haven't seen Helga for years. Lovely girl, you know. It didn't take long to melt her eyes.
Ah, well, possibly not, sir. But she's just frozen Pertwee's at it. What makes you so sure we're going to Norway, sir?
Aha. A little bird told me.
Called Helga?
No, Agnes, actually. Oh, she's a wren cook, but her friend has a sister who has a friend whose sister knows the sister of another friend.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has an aunt whose friend's sister knows a girl whose friend works in the cipher office.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And it was her friend.
Her friend, yeah.
Yeah, it was her friend who told this friend of the aunt.
Of the aunt.
Whose sister...
Of the sister.
It's the sister's friend.
Sister's friend's aunt
of the friend's sister on the mother's side, that is.
Now,
her sister...
Her sister,
yes. Her sister has an aunt.
She has an aunt.
Yes, and, well, somehow it got back to me.
So can't we find out for certain somehow, sir?
Find out what, Bertwig?
But if... Look, I do wish you'd approach from the front, Mr. Murray, sir. I'm allergic to being sneaked up on from behind.
I noticed if you had your way, all officers would walk around ringing handbells. Now, what was it you wanted to find out about this time?
Where are we going on our next commission, sir?
Oh, I see. I'm afraid I can't tell you that, but I suppose I could mention that the special equipment store does seem to be full of fur boots and anoraks.
I told you. Norway.
Oh, no. That equipment's for a far colder climate than Norway, I'm afraid.
I'm what?
How about a pair of you on igloo building?
Igloo building? It's a mistake, isn't it? It's got to be. That warm woolly clothing is for somebody else, sir.
Well, of course it might be, but it's old Thundergut's sense of humour, isn't it?
What is?
Sending us to the coldest place possible and calling it our summer cruise.
Oh, no, sir. Even Captain Povey wouldn't do a thing like that on us.
You were saying?
Oh, didn't convince me either, actually.
There's only one thing. Up to now, it's all guesswork. None of us have actually been told where we're going.
You're quite. Only Commander Bell has been told so far.
Well, you could ask him, sir. I mean, it's ever so slightly sort of utterly vital, sir.
There he is, sir. Look, go on, ask him.
All right, obviously I shan't get any peace until it's confirmed. Commander Bell, sir.
Who? Oh, me. Ha, how jolly clever of you. You remembered my name, eh? Yeah. It's more than I usually do, but that hardly matters, does it? No one else is ever likely to want to know it. Boy, codface is usually sufficient. Was there something you wanted, then?
Well, sir, we were just taking an interest in things.
Yes.
And whilst we were, well... talking amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Well, the subject came up and...
Yes.
And then somebody suggested...
Yes.
Well, do you know where we're going on our next commission, sir?
No. Oh, old Povey told me, of course, but you know me. You do know me, don't you? Yes, of course, yes. Yes, we met before. It was on this ship, too, if I remember correctly. What was it you wanted, sir?
Where are we going to, sir?
Oh, yes. Well, they told me, and I knew it was important. So I tried this new system, you see. Well, you know what my memory's like, don't you? No, you don't, actually, because nobody does, because it doesn't exist. But you can't have everything, I suppose, can you? Having something would help, of course, but... So with this system I thought of, you see, one doesn't have to bother.
Why not?
It doesn't work. It's quite simple, really, you see. You just think of a rhyme for the thing you want to remember. When old Povey told me where I was going, I was all set. And then I hit this snag, you see.
Snag?
Oh, hello. We've met before, haven't we? Yeah. Yes, on this ship, too. No, snag, that's what I was talking about. Yes, he told me the place, you see, and I couldn't think of a rhyme for it. You can't win them all, can you? One now and then would break the monotony, mind you. No, but I finally got a rhyme in the end. It was something to do with cutlery, I believe. Cutlery, yeah. Ah, I know, yes, spoon. Spoon, that was it, yeah. Fries with spoon. Now, where is it that rhymes? Good gracious, that can't be right. They can't be sending a frigate to the moon, sure.
Well, if they are, sir, Pertwee's not going to be there for a soft, hard, or any other type of landing.
Oh, no, hang on. Hang on, it wasn't spoon. Must have been knife. Yeah. Or was it fork?
Cork.
Oh, hello, we met before, Cork, haven't we? I know your brother, the sergeant. I know him, yes. Now, on this... No, it was on this ship. I know, I've got it. I've got it back. Shirt.
Shirt?
Yeah. That's it.
Commander Bell, sir, what has shirt got to do with cutlery?
Well, I haven't got the foggiest old man, but that was it, yes. Shirt. You just think of something that rhymes with shirt, and that's where we're going. Let me know when you work it out, won't you? Because I'd like to know where to get off. Well, glad to have helped. If anyone wants me, I'll be in the... Good heavens, is that the time? Well, it was about now yesterday, so I suppose it must be. Yeah. Good, this is the way, isn't it? Cheerio.
No, sir, it wasn't. The dock is that side. Fish him out, Pertwee. What a game, sir.
A game.
But there must be one, Chief. There must be a place that rhymes with shirt.
Well, the only one I can find up to now is Frankfurt, sir, and a fat lot of help that's going to be.
Poor old Helga. Her summer snog has been diverted.
Yes, well, we've all got our problems, sir. Mine will be to stay alive once Nunky finds out that I'm not going to the Met. Oh, I don't understand it. Pertwee's sources of information have never let him down before.
No, neither am I, but of course I've always used to ask Heather.
That's an idea.
What?
Heather, why don't you ask her this time, sir? She's bound to know.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't, Chief. I'm a bit non persona grata there. You could ask her, then.
Hardly, sir.
Huh?
My daughter is a bit non-persona and all.
Yes, I gather that, Pert. Yes, I know the feeling. What did you do?
Mr. Phillips, sir, please. As an officer and a gentleman, you must know that I can hardly divulge that for the sake of the good lady's name. There are certain things that we gents just don't chat about.
Yes, now I know what you did. Your unwanted nut. And got covered with her handbag.
Who blew the gas? Yeah, no, it was pitch dark and there wasn't anybody about to see.
Bullseye! Never mind that now. Who can we get to ask Heather where we're going?
Yes, it's tricky, sir.
Tricky. Very. Not going to be easy.
No, not easy at all.
Tricky.
Very. Very tricky, sir. One needs just the right sort of,
Oh, one does, yes. Yes.
Just at the moment, I can't think who would be the,
No. No, neither can I.
Tricky.
Very. Yes. Still, there must be some...
Oh, there must be. Yes.
But who?
Who?
Oh, hello, you chaps.
Ah! Of course.
The very one.
Ah, just a minute. What's going on?
I think Mr. Phillips has got a little job for you, sir.
Yes, and I beg your pardon.
He's trying to say, sir, that we found out that Wren Chasen has got a heck of a crush on you, sir.
What?
Oh, it's absolutely true, sir.
Absolutely true.
You're joking.
No joke to the good lady, sir. No joke at all.
No sleep at night, sir.
Work's going to pot, sir.
Yes, heavy sighs.
A hanky touching the tear-stained cheek.
Oh, this is ridiculous. There must be some...
Oh, I don't know.
She does have extremely good taste.
Of course, a lot of girls do realize that there's a lot to be said for the very slightly, more mature man.
So why don't you take pity on the lady and take her out? Yes, go on, so take her out. Take her out before we go sailing over the foam to whatever it is we're over the foam sailing to.
Rather, and whilst you're out, sir, you could ask her where that is.
Ah, so that's it.
That's what I like about you, Mr. Phillips, sir. You're so flaming subtle.
You want me to ask Heather to divulge a confidence? Well, I won't do it. There are some things that a gentleman won't stoop to. One does have to have a code of honor in this world, and I may be old-fashioned, but I intend to stick to it. The very idea of deceiving Heather into giving away confidential information because she happens quite naturally to have fallen for my old-world charm is entirely foreign to my nature. No, there are limits, and beyond them, I will not go. I'm only shocked and frankly hurt that the pair of you could even think that I would. And there's another side to this completely outrageous proposition of yours.
What?
She'd never tell me.
Mummy, whatever started all that off? You didn't even take a breath.
However, oh, he's off again. Now that you tell me about Heather, I feel the least I can do is to enthrall her with a taste of the elegant and worldly attentions for which she's evidently so half hungry. I shall go and see her at once. Good morning, gentlemen. Morning, Heather.
Valentino is here.
I beg your pardon?
Now, no need to be coy.
Oh, good.
After all, we can't help these things, can we? I must say, I find it extremely flattering.
Are you feeling all right, Stevens? But perhaps you better sit down.
Well, I would, but there doesn't seem to be a chair near enough. Of course, we could always save space if I sat on your chair and you sat on my lap.
Stevens! You've been drinking.
Drinking, no. Intoxicated, perhaps. Why have you kept your tender feelings locked up in your...
Ditty box?
The heart was the word I was looking for, actually.
Stephen, what's all this about? Have you been looking at old films on the telly again?
No need to pretend, Heather. Truth will out, my dear.
What?
I know.
Congratulations. I don't.
Oh, come on now, we're alone.
Yes, that's what's bothering me.
Look, we can't talk here. Let's go out somewhere this evening.
Now,
don't play hard, yes?
I'm not. I'm just trying to work out what on earth is going on. Do you really want to take me out this evening?
Well, don't I look as if I do?
I suppose in a hangdog sort of a way. Yes. All right, I'd love to. I'll meet you outside the Wren's quarters at 7:30.
You won't regret it.
I'm not so sure.
Would you kindly see that this... Good grief, Senator Murray, what are you doing here?
Well, I was...
Never mind. Well, get back to your ship at once. The Admiral is coming aboard her this afternoon.
What?
Yes, just a routine inspection of the ship before you sail on your summer commission.
Oh, I was meaning to ask you about that, sir.
Don't bother. I'm not going to tell you where. Just get back to your ship and try and see that at least some of the ratings are wearing proper uniforms and the ship isn't actually sinking when the Admiral comes aboard later.
Yes, I'll do my best, sir.
7:30, Heather.
7:30, Stephen. And all of a sudden, I'm rather looking forward to it.
Yes. Oh, my.
Gangway, gangway, senior officer coming through, and they don't come much more senior. I'm an admiral. Flag? Where's my fool of a flag, lieutenant?
Oh, right here, sir. At your side, sir. All the time, sir. You can rely on me, sir. Every time, sir. You must certainly
get... Oh, shut up.
At once, sir. Not another word, sir. Silence will reign, sir. Leave it to me, sir.
Oh, hit him, somebody.
Welcome aboard, sir. I'm Captain Povey.
Well, I know that. I see you every blasted day. Heaven help me.
Well, really, Admiral, I do...
Oh, do leave off. Let's get this blasted inspection over. I'm supposed to be playing golf at 4.
Oh, are you really, sir? I wonder if we both use the same course.
Well, which one do you use, Sub-Lieutenant? Sunningdale?
No, sir. Round the clock on the front at Southfield.
I do find them, don't I?
Yes, sir, you do, sir. No one better, sir. If there's one to be found, you'll...
Bag!
Stop!
Shut your cake hole.
Cake hole shut, sir.
Now, what? Where would you like to start your inspection, sir? I'm sure Lieutenant Murray has everything prepared.
Oh, quite, sir.
Oh, good man. In that case, we'll start with the ammunition locker.
What the blazes is that?
There it goes again. What is it? It was me.
Then stop it, whatever it was you did.
Well, I would, sir, if I knew which way it went.
Lead on, flag.
Come on, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. Get out of the Admiral's way.
But, sir, he can't possibly want to inspect the other fag, Admiral, sir. Smoke it whilst you're inspecting the rest of the ship, sir. I mean, you can't possibly look at the ammo locker with a lighted cigarette, can you, sir?
I don't smoke.
Oh.
No, never. In all the years I've known him, I've never known the Admiral to become a slave to the nicotine habit. An example which should be followed by us all, if I thought...
He'll have to go, you know. I can't take much more of a fool. Now, come along, Chief. Open up the ammo locker hatch.
Now?
Now, Chief Petty Officer.
Don't do that. I'm not such an idiot as to let you lot go where you're going with live ammunition aboard. I want to make quite sure the magazine is empty.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, sir.
Yes, so was I.
Where was it you said we were going, sir?
I didn't, and I don't intend to now. Open up this blasted hatch.
Oh, I reluctantly order.
Good grief. What the blazes?
Lummy. A mini navy.
What, may I ask, is the meaning of this? What are all those boats doing in there?
Well, Chief?
The Admiral asked the question, Chief.
Oh, no, and I'm trying to think of an answer. Yes, of course. Indeed, sir, and you'll have it. They're a new invention, Admiral, sir. This, they're life-saving equipment, sir.
They're what?
Life-saving equipment, sir. If the ship sinks, you just chuck these over the side, sir, pedal like mad for the nearest land, and report it. A little idea of mine for the benefit of my fellow comrades in arms.
Pertwee, if you think that any of us believe one word of... Hold me!
Quiet, please. The Admiral's talking.
If he can get a word in.
Quiet, please. The Admiral's talking.
I am. Pertwee, I trust I'm wrong in thinking that you are about to reprimand this Chief Petty Officer for showing exactly the sort of initiative we want in the Royal Navy today.
Well, I was about to tear him off, but... No. Not a word, sir. If you say so, sir.
I do say so. Well done, Chief. Launch one of these boat things and we'll test it.
Pardon?
Bung one over the side and we'll get a volunteer to try the thing out. Pertwee?
Yes, sir?
Good man. I knew you said an example. Stand by to pedal your ankles off.
But I never said anything.
Life-saving equipment in the variety, sir.
Lummy. It floats.
If you're looking for somebody who's more surprised than you are, sir, it's me.
Right, off you go, Pertwee. Jump on it.
Oh, now, very well, I must protest. This is my best uniform. And besides, I'm allergic to salt water. I couldn't...
Flag.
Sir?
Push him over the side.
Certainly, sir.
Yeah, no, wait. I'm a married man. But I've got a house on a mortgage.
Murderer! Senior officer, well and truly launched, Admiral.
Keep going, sir. You'll be all right once you get into the saddle.
I say, perhaps he can't ride a bike either.
Then now's a jolly good time for him to learn, sir.
No, it's all right. He's got the message. He's climbing aboard the thing now.
Off you go, sir. Left foot down a bit. Twice round the arbor, the 10 bob, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what was that? What's happening? My ankles are getting wet.
Blimey, I told Nuggie that glue was too old.
No,
oh, well, never mind, Chief. Back to the drawing board. Oh, chuck the idiot a life belt, somebody. He's making far too much noise.
Right, sir, I've got one. Now, keep going, Captain. Povey, sir. Life belt coming, sir. Catch.
One, two, three. Ah!
He just never remembered he's supposed to let go.
Chaps, what's all the noise about? For a moment it sounded as someone fell overboard into the... What are those two doing in the drink, eh? Mind you, when I heard the splash, I thought it was me, you know. Yeah. I swam 3 widths across my cabin before I realized. Everything under control, is it? No sign of that old fool, the Admiral. How nice to see you here. But they did tell me why you were here, but you know me. You do know me, don't you, sir? Yes, of course, we met before, on this very shirt, if I'm not mistaken.
The Admiral is making an inspection before you sail on your summer commission.
Is he really? Oh, that reminds me, number one. It's all come back to me now from wherever it went.
What has, sir?
Yeah, it wasn't a shirt at all. No, it was a tablecloth.
Tablecloth?
That's where I got confused. You see, I was using my other system. This one wasn't a rhyme at all. With this one, you think of something that goes with the word you can't remember. And there it is, you see. All straightforward, that's where we're going.
Eh? Pardon?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Just find a word that goes with shirt or tablecloth. There's only one, white. We're going to the Isle of Wight.
What?
No, white. Clever, isn't it? I mean, there isn't an Isle of Stripe, so it must be white.
If you've all quite finished talking amongst yourselves, it's 3:30 and I want to get to me golf.
Help! Help! Get off! Get off!
Now what's the matter?
He won't let me ride on his sofa.
Oh, do sink or shut up or something. Flag?
Sir.
Find me some idiot to pipe me ashore for pity's sake.
At the double, sir. Right away, sir. Leave it to me, sir.
Today, if possible.
Oh, are you off then, Admiral? Let me show you to the door.
It's very nice of you to drop it.
Well, thank heavens for that. Oh, Pertwee, is there 2-hour dry cleaners in Pompey? I must get my uniform pressed for this evening.
Yes, officer.
Here, sir. You're not really going out with Heather now, are you?
What do you think?
You saucy old devil.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been floater peddling their way through the Navy Lot, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Captain Tovey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Kenny Evans, and his flag lieutenant was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.